Good morning. This is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico, the best station in the nation. And let me tell you, man, this is April 47, 1920. I don't know what day it is today there, George. What day is it today, George?
It's back in my time.
It's in back in your time, huh?
It's the 18th.
Oh, God, don't get excited, George. Stop being getting so excited, man. Come on, man. It's a beautiful day today. Got the Continental Divide coming up, Earth Day. What more can you ask for?
It's a great day to be contemplative to appreciate the glory of nature all around us.
Oh, man, George, man, you're just, you know, what I'm going to ask for you is, can I be on the juror in New York? Can you put me there? Please. The only thing I post is the Continental Divide. The only thing I post is the stuff that goes on in Grant County, Silver City. That's it. Can I be a juror? Would that be fine?
Actually, I don't think you're qualified. And the reason is you have senses.
Stop.
You know, the pinball wizard needs to be on that jury.
Well, this is the local flavor with the El Gato Loco and George and Ken. And we have these wonderful human beings here in the stadium. And I call it the stadium. And one of my favorite people in the world, and I've known her for the last 10 years, is Teresa Martinez. And she's actually the executive director of and co-founder of the Continental Divide Trail Coalition. And good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Raul. I'm going to try to keep up. I think we're all going to try to keep up with you today.
Oh, so if you knew my agenda today, you'd say, oh, my goodness, when I get home, I just drop. That's pretty much what it is. And then we got Liz Schmidt. She was on the she's been part of the community and outreach program manager. Good morning, Liz. How's it going? You got to be real loud. Don't be as loud as George, okay?
I don't know if I can handle that, but good morning, Raul.
And then we got Claire. How you doing, Claire?
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. What's your last name, Claire?
Cutler,
and you're a community engagement, right?
Yes.
Man, I'm telling you, I am so underdressed. Teresa, look at them. Where did they get those really nice Hawaiian outfit in New Mexico?
They didn't get them in New Mexico. Truth be told, it's actually one of our great partners, the Town Shirt folks, and they make several types of shirts, but this is their signature CDT-inspired shirt, and then we put our logo on them, and they're pretty fantastic. So at Trail Days, if you see anyone in a bright pink floral Hawaiian shirt, it's a member of CDTC staff. Well, so you won't miss us at Golf
Park. Let me just say this. I know what I'm going to wear now for the Continental Divide, the Earth Day, and all that good stuff.
Do tell.
Oh, no. It's going to be something just like them shirts.
Oh, no.
I'm going to wear my lei, and I'm also going to wear my Hawaiian outfit. Would that be okay?
Sure. Will Captain Sandetto also be present?
Man, don't. Gosh, she just let the cat out of the bag on that one. Right? Capitan Sandetto is on his way. Now, was that the dumbest, ugliest, craziest outfit I had on?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know what you do outside of Trail Days.
Yeah. I got 3 costume changes today, matter of fact. I'm telling you, Liz and Claire, I don't know how it came up to be Capitan Sendero, but I've known this lady since day one with the Continental Divide. And it's just amazing where I can't believe it's been 10 years.
It's absolutely amazing. So for folks who don't know, this is the 10th anniversary of the Gateway designation here in Silver City. It's actually the 9th Trail Days, because the first one was just that kickoff, that first just designation ceremony. But yeah, we've been doing this for a long time, and it just seems amazing that – and we've come a long way from where we started. So
we were like the traveling circus here in Grant County, Silver City. Teresina, we started at the Big Ditch. We went on Boulder, then went on Broadway. Man, we ran out of streets to have this event. Went to the university. I said, "Where do you want to go next, there, Teresa?"
And then we went Golf Park, and then we finally found our home. So,
and I said, and I was saying, Teresa, can you count how many people are here? Well, yeah, there's about 37. The first one. And look at what has happened now.
Yeah.
It is just amazing. Oh, my goodness. We've been talking a lot about it. And, well, here in Grant County, I mean, you look at it, you know, gateway of the, you know, the Gila National Forest. And we're expecting how many, about 900 hikers coming through?
We hope. We'll see. We right now have about 400 or so that we know are on the trail right now, you know, are getting on the trail. So we'll see how many folks are coming north and south. It's a, you know, last year we had about between 850 and 1,000 through hikers, but this year the numbers dropped. So We're not sure if people went back to work or they're doing other things around the world and having more adventures, but we'll see at the end of the year. But we have a good, I don't know if anyone else has noticed, but there's a ton of thru hikers in town. I've seen more thru hikers than I think I've ever seen. And then in terms of community engagement, we have more community engagement than we've ever had. So I think that's also really exciting.
See, and Liz, that's pretty much your gig, isn't it? You and Claire?
You know, I would say it's a team effort, but lucky for me and Claire, we get to kind of manage and coordinate the Gateway Community Program, which Silver City is one and was the first designated Gateway Community, and this year we're actually celebrating 10 years of it being a designated Gateway Community, so that's kind of our bread and butter. But in terms of larger, broader community engagement, it's definitely a team effort, and probably, I think Teresa would agree, the backbone of our work at the CDTC.
Oh, that's amazing. Let me ask you, where are you from originally?
Originally, yes. I grew up in the Midwest, a suburb of Illinois, or a suburb of Chicago in Illinois.
In Illinois.
A suburb of Illinois. That's basically all of Illinois.
She didn't know she was going to be in the comedy hour either, too, you know?
Every day feels like a comedy hour in Silver City. It's great. And have been living up in Colorado for about 10 years. So do a lot of community engagement up in our Colorado communities, but do have the privilege to travel in New Mexico, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho along the Divide.
And have you ever done the complete Continental Divide hike?
No, I have not. I've done the first 20 miles with some of our staff last year. We started at the Southern Terminus to do a team backpacking trip, which was really fun to do before trail days, boost morale, just get folks really excited. And then I've done some of the CDT up in Colorado as part of the Colorado Trail.
Well, Teresa, she has another 3,000 600 miles to go, you know, after the 20 miles.
Easy.
She's got that. I think if we gave everyone the chance to do that tomorrow, they'd all take it. So,
you know, it'd be quite interesting.
Myself included.
So. And Claire, where are you from, if you don't mind?
I'm from Hawaii, but I've been in Colorado about a year.
So you're from Hawaii originally?
Yeah.
Wow. That is cool. Boy, you bring them from all over, huh?
It's the trail that unites and brings people together.
And that's what it's all about. Boy, that is just amazing that how it is to, you know, it's more of a family type, mm-hmm. just gatherings and everything. Because I always talk about we had the LULAC organization, and I know you're going to be one of the main guest speakers there mm-hmm. on their state conference. And that was literally the only entertainment we really had was the Gila National Forest and the river, because, you know, that's all we had. And look at where we're at now.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's so true in that a lot of our work is centered in the people, not so much just the experience of hiking the trail, which is great. I think we all love and admire anybody who is attempting a long-distance hike. But I think for us, it's really the connections of people to their culture, to the land, and celebrating that and being in service to that. So I think all of us who kind of work at CDTC and all of our communities and the way we show up, it really is about being friends. I mean, we've been friends for a long time, not because of the work, but because, one, we're great friends, and two, because we're centered in the same values around being connected to the land, connected to the river, connected to even Silver City to some extent. And I think that's what makes our work so much fun and so special and different. And I think it helps us. I'm not going to speak for Liz or Claire. I know for me, it helps me show up in a way where I'm very, every day I'm excited to see who I'm going to get to talk to and what I'm going to get to learn and learn about. Yesterday we were meeting with folks in Deming and learning all about some of the most amazing things they're doing down there. And
in
it's
Deming?
Just, yeah.
What's going on?
Just the potential for becoming a gateway community in that region. But also we learned that their high school has a film program. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And it's amazing. And
a so, film program.
Yeah.
Wow,
well,
that is great.
It is. And so just learning how much like amazing innovation and creativity is around all along the trail, especially in these communities that oftentimes, you know, get overlooked because they're not other places that might have fancier names or fancier places. And yet it's so special. And I think for me, that's the work that I show up for, is learning and discovering how much people on everyday people, how they are showing up in their communities and committing to making life better for the future and doing really amazing things. And so for our work, yes, it's about the trail, but it's about learning to knit together along the trail all these amazing pearls and along the Continental Divide.
And there is no prejudicism on that trail. That's all I got to say. And I'm telling you straight up, man, because I talk a lot about, you know, people on the trail. You know, I go to Arizona a lot. You know, I go play ball and so on. And I talk so highly. Stop laughing, Ken. Just stop it, Ken.
I'm just waiting. Yeah, yeah. I'm waiting for somebody to talk about the Hawaii to Los Angeles swim.
Well, you know what? That's you next. That's next. I think Teresa's working on that right now. Then after you swim, it's going to be like the triathlon or the decathlon, and then you do the 3,300-mile hike. That's not a bad idea.
I'm sure if you put that out there in the long-distance hiking community, somebody will think that's a great idea.
Thank you, kid.
I just try to put some more thoughts in people's minds for the future, you know?
You know, I talk to a lot of people in Arizona, and I just tell them, I said, yeah, we have that Continental Divide coalition, and we do have a big event. Matter of fact, I'm going to be sending a lot of emails and information about it because they just can't believe what goes on here in Grand County. And I told him, I said, hey, man, you guys want to go for a hike? And he goes, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, it's just from Mexico to Canada. It's only a 3,300-mile hike. And they look at me and goes, people do that? I said, yeah. Matter of fact, we just had the ambassador on the show the other day. Did you hear the show?
Yeah, we listened. Yeah.
He's going to be blogging us, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if any of us have actually met him in person, but we'll get to meet him this weekend. But, yeah, we're very excited.
You haven't met him yet?
Yeah. Virtually. Yeah, we don't know who he is. I got a
PhD personally, virtually as well, you know.
George, okay, you're the one with the good mind and everything and, you know, knowing all the scripts and, you know, all the dockets and you know, all that good stuff from that attorney does. What's his name? Do you remember his name? Oh, this is terrible, George.
Which judge are you talking about?
No, you were talking about the ambassador. Oh, that was on. Kerry.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
He was something else. And then, like I said, he's Kerry a right. Kish. Yeah, yeah. Kish. Yeah. And the first thing I told him, I said, hey, man, you know, and I thought you and Kerry have met, whatever. He goes, I've never met the lady.
No, but we will get to meet. I mean, it's a long trail and we all are remote, but I'm looking forward to that. But that's also the beauty of the trail is like you feel like you're connected. Even if they're not an ambassador, I think there's something really unifying about having a deep love and connection to this place that you just know if you're connected, you kind of know you get it. And so you kind of know each other already.
Here's a question. Here's a quiz, Liz. Okay, he's our ambassador. Do you know what his trail name is, Claire? 10 seconds, Bob.
I feel like it's something having to do with beer.
Oh, yeah.
Beer man.
Beer man.
We had a couple of, gatherings at my house with the ambassadors back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I used to just crack up with, All good. And one of the guys that my wife was really in love with because he had short shorts and it was Sweet Potato. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
And you just remember them by their trail names.
Yeah, it's true. Well, Allgood will be here, as you know, because he's now with a company that we work really closely with, Six Moon Designs. And his real name is Whitney LaRuffa.
LaRuffa, yeah.
They'll be here. But, yeah, it's amazing. Also, Renee Patrick, one of our first ambassadors, will be doing an event you'll be doing with her.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, we're going to do it Saturday night. Boy, what am I not doing Saturday?
Yeah,
anyway?
What are you not doing? Sleeping?
And then I got to get up at 5 in the morning and go to Tucson and go play ball after a 3-hour drive. But I'll make it. I know. I'll talk about that. But no, it's quite interesting that what a big event. One thing that I was looking at the map about Golf Park, 90 vendors. I'm telling you, as you can see my script, you know, I'm not going to wear my glasses, so that's why I have the print the size of Montana, you know what I mean? Because I would look like, hey, there's a nerd up there, you know, reading the script and whatever. But it's amazing how many vendors you guys got out there.
I'm speechless. I don't know if Liz or Claire want to add any words, but it's amazing. I think we're going to all fit.
I hope.
Now, do you want to move it again there, Teresa?
No.
Okay, all right.
No. I think it's in a great – I mean, Goff Park, even though it's kind of a little off of Main Street, it's such a heart to the town, and it brings so many people together. So it's a perfect place for it. I also love the mural there, and I love seeing that just as an inspiration to kind of remember what we're doing. We're all – yes, we can, and we're all here together in community. But, 93 vendors. We're going to have – I don't know if we want to talk about the beer garden that Open Space Brewing is doing.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk about that.
And, I don't know all the things that are happening. I'll let Liz or Claire talk about it.
Come on, Liz.
I was going to say, don't forget about the 9 a.m. pancake breakfast in partnership with Kiwanis Club.
When they came in, it was kind of like they were so excited, and I never even thought about that. And when Teresa says, well, let's get the Kiwanis do a breakfast, because they do the barbecue and breakfast there for the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And, when you gave them that opportunity, man, they ran with it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And you got to get there early. I'm going to tell you, get there, be ready, and because they'll serve.
Hundreds. They served last year, I think, till 11. I think it was they were going as long as people wanted to eat, which was amazing. I mean, and they're hardworking, and I mean, Horse is just amazing to work with, and I don't know, they're just it's special. It's fun.
Yeah, you got to thank Horse and Bob Carson, yeah. Alma Carson, and they are just so they bleed. Kiwanis, and I've known them for many years, and they just love doing it, and they just get really excited about doing it. And let me tell you, man, they do that off of the back of a truck, man. It is just amazing on how organized they are, and it's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning, right?
That's correct.
That is awesome, man. And then not only that, we have so much going on that day. And I'm not just talking about
trail
just
days. There's trail the days, great yes. Race. There's, I mean, all sorts of things.
We have the Senior Olympics, the opening of the Senior Olympics, the running of the torch there at Fox Field, and that's going to start at 10 o'clock. Wow. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to run there, run the 1,500 meters, run back. Okay. We're going to have the great race at the same time, and then I'll jump to the university, put on my purple shorts, and push a cart down the hill, not up the hill, and then we actually have Earth Day also. That is a biggie. I'm telling you, when you put that together, how perfect that is.
Yeah, it's a great partnership with Gila Earth Day folks. I don't know if y'all want to talk about that relationship, but it's as well. But it's so amazing when all these folks come together. Again, it's just bringing everything together and making it easy for the public and just people in general to come out and just enjoy all these different things that the community has to offer. And what a vibrant, vibrant community that all these things are happening and we're all working together. And there's no competition, right? We're lifting everybody up and you could come to Silver City from anywhere around the region and have such an incredible day or weekend in Silver City because of all the things happening.
That's awesome.
Spend money.
And
I'm sure the hotels are feeling
they're packed. Matter of fact, I got a call from Carlsbad last night, and I got a call from up in Albuquerque. He said, hey, can you give me a room? Really? The event's this Saturday? You want me to get you a couple rooms? I mean, you'd be lucky that we're going to have any space for people to come down and, you know, to get the hotel, motel, whatever, or Hollywood. But
Hollywood.
That was a song, you guys, from the 1970s, so we'll just leave it at that. But check this out. For the radio station, this is the exciting part about the radio station. I'm going to tell you, Teresa, this little box on radio has been so powerful, not only with the New Mexico counties, also the whole state, also the whole world. And that's also going to be our fundraiser that night, too.
Oh, that's right.
And there's some band called Manny and the Plebe or Southside Johnny, the Edsbury Jukes playing that night. I don't know who they are. Ken, can you say something about that? Or George, would you mind? You got to get close to the speaker, porque sabes que I can't hear you. I can't hear you,
I can't hear me either.
Orale.
No, because I'm old, almost as old as you are, man.
Stop it. He's jealous because I had a longer beard during COVID.
Yeah, right. It was about this long. I'm for your listening audience. It's about three quarters of an inch.
I just opened up a door on that one, but I'm not going to go there.
That's
go
all right.
Ahead.
No,
go
it's
ahead.
All right. So what am I supposed to do?
You're going
to
be talking about the big dance at the Murray Hotel.
Oh, yeah, the dance at the Murray Hotel, yeah. Yeah, that goes from 6:30 to 9 o'clock, and it'll be down there. And, look, there's even somebody just handed me an important announcement. It says, announce these during your show. This is your show, actually, but I'll announce them for you anyway. We just come on here to give you a hard time. and to keep your ego down a little bit, you know, and your head shrunk a little smaller.
Teresa, it's not possible, you know.
Anyway, come see us on Saturday, April 20th, at the Continental Divide Trail Days, Gila Earth Day Festival, the Goff Park, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We will be there with a booth.
A booth.
I'm going to wear my boots.
You're going to wear your hiking boots?
I'll be right there with me hiking boots on. Stop by and say hello. On the evening of Saturday, April 20th, get on your dancing shoes. I will bring my boots to that too, because that way people stay out of my way. And join us for the Earth Day Dance at the Murray Hotel Ballroom at 200 West Broadway in Silver City, New Mexico, featuring music by the Big Ditch Crickets and various other critters and insects. Suggest a donation at the door, $10 for individuals, $15 for two, and we can announce that because it benefits the radio station. But if anybody out here in this room wants to say anything about the price of something, you can't say it unless it benefits the radio station.
As long as it benefits, the radio station, yeah.
What if it's free?
You're not even supposed to say that.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, but we don't say that. We say everybody's welcome or something like that, something non-committal.
Can I say está gratis?
Would that be okay? You can say that, está gratis. All right, that's all right, man, because nobody here speaks Spanish, right?
No, okay. So if you got the Big Ditch Crickets.
Children under 12 are free. So you can come too, and you don't have to pay.
Well,
we're using mental age, you know.
You got it.
Anyway. We got that covered, I think.
Crickets, are you guys actually going to have the cicada warning, signs of relevance of trillion insects prepared to unleash the swarm?
Yeah, because the 12-year and the 17-year ones are all coming out at the same time.
Maybe they might show up for the Continental Divide, man. You never know.
That way you won't be able to hear anybody down there at the Earth Day thing at Goff Park because all the cicadas will be up there.
Las chicharras in Spanish.
Chicharras will be up there. Mucho, mucho real.
Well, you know what? Not only that, Senior Olympics, we got the deal for the radio station. We have the Western New Mexico University with the great race. And we really need to talk about the Upcycle Fashion Show.
Yeah.
That's also going to be happening. And don't forget Open Space.
I don't know if y'all want to.
Go ahead there,
Liz. Go for it, y'all.
And you're going to participate, aren't you, on the Upcycle Fashion Show?
We definitely could. I don't know if I'm creative enough to make an outfit out of recycled materials, but if it's anything like last year, I anticipate a really impressive showing of formal wear, if you want to call it that.
We have about 12 signed up already.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, wow.
And come on there, Teresa.
Maybe. We'll see what I can do.
And I just love it. Not only that, love whenever we get there, and I'll probably be there by 6 in the morning or something like that. And we just have so much fun. We have so much fun doing a live Facebook page and everything. You got to see us. It's funny. I mean, come on and check out the entertainment too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And big shout out to Gila Resources Information Project for coordinating that and for being our partner again this year. We simply could not have done it without them and bringing in local vendors and collaborators and zero waste supporters. So it's just going to be a really great event in addition to all of the outdoor gear vendors we have and partners. And as you mentioned before, we're also going to have Open Space Brewing on site, having a beer garden for the first time this year. They're a very dear partner to the CDTC, and we're just really excited to have them on site this year brewing a Trail Days Haze specially for this year.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just talked to Alexa last night because she's actually doing another beer. She did the chancla beer. Remember that? She actually did the chancla beer. And now I think they're going to do one for the burlesque baseball.
Oh, I love it.
And if you you can fly from Hawaii over here. We're going to have it on May 18th. You're welcome to play with us and so on. But they also working on a beer called the Frozen Rope. Do you know what that means, Ken, George? The Frozen Rope?
The Frozen Rope.
Yes. Teresa knows.
No, I don't.
You don't know what the Frozen Rope is?
I don't know.
A baseball term, the rope? George, you know that.
No, me either. Yeah. Frozen rope. I mean, I remember in Germany in the winter, a lot of things were frozen. Yeah. But But, you know.
Liz, help me out here, man. My goodness, really?
I'm sorry, I can't. I also don't know.
Yeah, this is a secret language that Raul has, you know.
Well, you know,
There's a lot of things that happen in Raul's head.
I know that nobody can follow.
One's leaking on this side of the ear, and it's the Masters, and then old George is ready to pop me upside the head. Right, George? Let's get excited, George. Come on, say something, George. Please, hand over the mic to George.
Something.
Could you stop? Matter of fact, the frozen rope is whenever you hit a ball and you hit straight like a line drive, that's the term called rope. Because, man, I said, man, that was a rope, you know, whenever you hit a ball and it goes straight. So that's where the term, you know, we're going to use for the burlesque is the frozen rope. So, and not only that, we do have a lot of events going on today. Oh, my goodness. We have the burlesque presentation at the Global Resource Center at noon. And then at 4:30, we have something at the open space. And then I got another meeting at 6 o'clock. I don't know. I think I'll make it home by midnight tonight.
Well, then you'll still have time to get up tomorrow morning for all the events happening at the Silco tomorrow.
Talk about that one. Yes, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited. You know, every year, part of Trail Days, we have the presentation series, and we try to bring in really different perspectives and different ways of talking about how people connect to the CDT and the landscape. And so tomorrow morning, starting at 9, we'll have a panel of indigenous voices from, I believe, the Pueblo of Acoma and Fort Sill Apache will be coming and talking about how important the landscape is to them as indigenous people, tribal nations. And that will start at 9, and then at... What's the next one? Start at 10:30?
10:30.
I think we have, the next presentation is being provided by a person named Krista Beasley, and she's with the Fort Apache, San Carlos.
Krista Beasley, that name sounds very familiar.
Yeah, so she's a wolf biologist, and she works for the Tribal Wildlife Department over in Arizona, and she'll be sharing insights on indigenous relationship to wildlife, and then also with a focus on the Mexican gray wolf and work that she's done in the Gila over the years to help study them and follow them and track them and understand their ways in the Gila. And then we'll take a lunch break, and then we'll come back with Whitney. Will be doing a presentation on his section hike of the Black Range that he did about a month before the fire 2 years ago. So he's probably one of the last people I know of who hiked through the Black Range before the fire hit. And so that'll be interesting. And then we'll be closing with some of the student film directors and Simon Sotelo from the Gila Film School showing some of their films from that work they did to celebrate the Gila 100th.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll have some cool panels and a couple of those films shown, and we'll talk about how the Gila and the CDT are so co-aligned and how those films also help celebrate the relationships and the connections that people are going to have when they're hiking through the Gila on the CDT. And so, and those should wrap up by 4:30. And then we have a big fiesta at the Toad, which has also just been an amazing partner with us over the years. And this year, we have that big gear giveaway. You're going to be our MC. And then we have a buffet dinner. So, you know, in the years past, everybody struggled. And the poor folks in the Toad have worked their butts off to get people food. And this year, we were like, why don't we just do a buffet? And so people can buy, is it $10? Yeah, I can't remember what the ticket is. Whatever the cost is. You'll have to find out when you get there. But it's...
And it's going to be at the Toad. And you know what? The last year... Right, Liz? Teresa, I mean, it was in the back.
Yeah.
We actually had a band.
Yeah, we'll have the same Illusions band.
The Illusions band is still going to... Oh, my, can I get to see
you? Yep, you can. Yeah, I'm sure you can.
There you go. Boy, then I'm definitely going to pack the house. But no, that's going to be at the Toad, in the back. And so it's going to be a buffet style.
Yeah, so people can buy tickets for that. And... And that way we can release some of that pressure on the Toad staff, and then we'll still have the beverages for sale and all that stuff, and we'll do the big gear raffle. And
yeah, talk about the raffle. I mean, if you don't mind, Liz, because I'm telling you, man, I ended up with some pretty good stuff. I get raffles and tickets. I'm like a little kid, and Christmas, man, because that is some really wonderful stuff for hiking and stuff like that. Yeah, talk a little bit about that, because I'm telling you, that's a big attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And always, people always wonder, hey, when are we going to have the raffle? But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to add that on Friday during the day, during our speaker series, we will have a small raffle in between each speaker to kind of get folks excited for the evening raffle, which will have big gear giveaways from some of our sponsors, including Oboes, Six Moon Designs, Tokes, Duder, Gossamer Gear, Mountain Smith, Katabatic Gear, Big Agnes. So we'll have a lot of really fun prizes, including some CDTC prize packs. We have some local community partners, including Simon, who may be donating some of his beautiful art and jewelry. So, yeah, just something for folks to look
forward to. That's awesome. And you know what, George? I know. Don't look at me like that, George. Talking about raffles, this is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico, the best station in the nation, con El Gato Loco, Ken and George, and then we got Liz, we got Claire, and the most popular person in the whole CDT is Teresa Martinez. You should have seen it. One time, I just saw her out of the blue. I was in my moped. I look up, and I said, what the world are you doing here, Teresa? And he goes, what are you doing in a moped? But we don't want to go there. That's another story. But you know what? The thing is, man, this is what it's all about, this radio station. And George, it didn't be nice for you to say a couple words, because I want to make sure you're still alive. And it's very, very important, because we really get the message out. As a matter of fact, I got quite a few calls about the state, about what's going to be happening in May, because we're going to have one of the biggest meetings for the board of directors for the New Mexico counties down here. And mm-hmm. that's also, we're going to have a couple of guests on that. And we got the whole state listening in. But the thing is, we need the more money, like Dr. Rosser. And the reason I wore this, I thought it was Dr. Rosser Day today. No, I didn't think that. Yeah, well, especially looking good as Ken. But what does it take to throw some money at the radio station? Come on.
Well, it's an easy thing to do. All you need to do is to go to your computer and to the GMCR webpage, which is gmcr.org, stands for Gila Members Community Radio. And all you need to do is to go to that webpage, click on a donate button, and you can make a donation from the safety and comfort of your own computer. You can also come down to Karma Corner, 6th and Bullard, straight across the street from the Silver City Food Co-op in our postal slot. Is always open, willing, and available to accept your checks, gold bars, euros, pesos, And by the way, we do have this big community dance coming up at when does it start, Ken?
6:30. And Teresa can dance with a broom. Can you dance with a broom?
I don't know, maybe.
No, okay, she can give it a try.
We'll have a broom there.
Okay.
You'll have a broom there for you to dance
with. For our listeners who might be concerned about the fact that their karma will not be turbocharged if they go to the community dance, we have made special arrangements with the Cosmos. Your donations at the community dance will supercharge your karma just as if you gave it here.
Hey, Claire, this is going to be funny, okay? I don't know how this happens, and I don't know what happens on this show. I don't know, to be honest with you. I just show up. But can you imagine, we talk about the golf and Masters and stuff like that. Don't go there,
no,
George.
No, we don't talk about
We're
some
not
kind of...
talk about golf, okay? But can you imagine how much of a fundraiser that we would make if I would charge $5, $10, $20, $30, $100 to see one of these guys hit a golf ball? Would that be entertaining or what?
I think you have to see how much you'd raise.
No, I know, but that's what I mean. I bet you people... You'd want to watch that, wouldn't you? One of these guys hit a golf ball? Really?
Yeah,
well, both of them are going to hit a golf ball.
Golf in our lives.
They don't even know what a golf ball looks like.
Yeah, we don't know anything about golf except that it's not actually a sport.
Wow, Teresa.
Aside from that.
Wow.
You're talking to someone who spent every weekend on the golf course with her dad, being his caddy as a kid.
You were a caddy?
My dad made me. I was either go to church with my mom or play golf with my dad.
I understand that.
So I chose the alternative of being outside hanging with my dad. It's kind of like my dad used to say, it's like my church. You walk for 3 miles on this course and we get to hang out. And then he'd buy me a hot dog at the club and then we'd come home. And I did that until I was probably 13 or 14. And then I worked in the
the pro shop?
Yeah, I worked in the pro shop actually at the snack bar, and I made everybody's breakfast. I, you know, I was a short order cook for like a year. That's how I got through my first year of college, all that money I made and the tips I made. Really? In the golf course, yeah. And I hate golf. I can't – well, I don't hate golf. I can't play golf. I am the worst golf player. My dad tried years and years and years to get me to play golf, and I would go with him to the driving range, and I would go try to play. I just get so frustrated because my brain works too fast, and I can't calm down in that space. And so I just would get impatient, and I would just get frustrated. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go with – I can be a great caddy for you. And we did it until he – I mean, our entire lives together, my dad, until he passed away, we played golf. I'd go with him and hang out with him, and it was just still the best time on the golf course. And my dad used to always say, like, yeah, 3 hours, 4 hours in nature, kind of being in your own space. He loved it. So I loved it. Yeah. And we went to the Masters together. My dad got tickets 1 year through his golf club to go to the Masters, and we got to watch Tiger Woods and Tom.
You got to watch?
We got to watch. Wow. He got to watch all of his, you know, the icons he grew up with, and then Tiger was there, and Vijay Singh and all these people. Singh. And I remember standing on, you know, at that time, you know, when my dad was younger, brown people weren't allowed at the Masters.
Yep, there
right?
you go.
So there we were. I think this was in the early 2000s, and we're standing on the Masters green, and he just looks at me. He's like, you know, honey, I made it. Yes. You know, I'm sorry, I'm going to cry. But it was like a big deal to be like breaking down those barriers.
The barriers. And so, that's exactly what George, you know, we talk a lot about that. But you know what? That's a big, big accomplishment.
Oh, he was giddy, like a schoolboy in a candy store. Like he was just like, oh, my God. And happiest I'd seen him in a long time.
One of the things about that tournament that is not really well known is the year that Vijay Singh won the Masters Golf Tournament.
Yep.
He spent the evenings at a Buddhist monastery, which is in Augusta. And when he won, he gave him enough money to build a building.
Wow.
That's amazing. That is just amazing. As a matter of fact, he played this year. He ended up at like a plus 17, plus 15, but he was there. He pulled it through. Wow. My goodness,
yeah.
Teresa.
So there you go. So I don't play golf, but... but I have a long history with golf.
I don't play that crazy. Matter of fact, I saw Allgood hit a golf ball. Remember?
Hitting golf balls
on my backyard. That had to be the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. But it's going to get funnier when these guys do it, and we're going to donate the money for the radio station. But no. Hey,
you'd get more money if you had people watch me do my slap shot.
The slap shot.
Hockey is a much more wholesome sport. It's too bad you didn't get a chance to play that with your dad.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
More wholesome.
Yeah, but you might be missing a few teeth by now.
That would have been weird. Well, geez.
Sorry.
I had no idea.
Yeah. My brother's an actually outstanding golf player. He and my dad used to do the father-son tournaments all the time, and they'd always win. And when they'd show up, they're like, oh, man.
Here they go again.
Those damn Martinez people. but I love golf. I do, but I can't play it. I'm horrible.
No, it takes – can you imagine as high-strung that I am, and I can really put a game together?
I don't know how
I do it.
It's a great meditative thing. It just wasn't my thing. So I believe it.
I use it as therapy, and it really works.
Weren't you on the golf team?
I was on the high school golf team. I was not very good. But it was a really fun part of my high school journey.
My goodness. Well, the way looking at her right now, she looked like she just left high school yesterday. Man, you guys have pretty good water up there in Hawaii and Colorado, huh? Jeez, you guys look fantastic. How about you there, Claire?
I've never hit a golf ball in my life.
maybe that's a good thing. But no, let's break down the events on Saturday, because I'm kind of excited. I just want to thank you, Teresa, for allowing me to go up there and, you know, do a little bit of emceeing, you know, and Allison Civic, she's all excited because I do the fashion show, and I'm going to be part of the fashion show too, of course. Yeah. How can I miss that? I mean, I'm not going to miss that. But one of you guys want to break down exactly what's going on Saturday? Liz?
Sure. So, yeah, in addition to the pancake breakfast starting at 9, we've shared with vendors.
Gratis. All right.
My apologies. The pancake breakfast at 9. Vendors will be set up by around 10 a.m. and the festival will go on until about 2, and the beer garden will go on until about 3. So everything will be cleaned up in Goff Park. If you'd like to join, just stop on by, I would say, anytime before 3 p.m. And you will get to experience all of the over 90 vendors we have this year in Goff Park. We have a local African drumming circle joining us. We have our New Mexico regional representative, Corey Terrivio, joining from the Pueblo of Acoma with his family doing a traditional dance. So we're just really excited to have Corey and his family join us on Saturday. And then we also have the upcycled fashion show, and we'll have some music spinning all day. So, we're just really excited to have lots of activities. All of the vendors pretty much have a family-friendly activity during the day, so we really encourage people of all ages to come and enjoy and participate in these, you know, zero waste initiatives, outdoor engagement, and really just getting people outside on Saturday. So it should be really fun. And then on Saturday night, as Teresa mentioned, we have a campfire talk with Renee Shira Patrick, founder of Intentional Hiking. And it will be sort of all about how to engage more intentionally in the communities that you access along the trail. It's going to be at the Silver City Waterworks site.
Oh, the one over there on Little Walnut Road.
Yes, and okay. Also a wonderful partner of ours. They're hosting through hikers throughout the weekend, starting today through Sunday. So people will start arriving today, and we're encouraging folks that are staying at the Waterworks site on Saturday to join in as well. And it should be really great. She's having wonderful speakers, including yourself.
Am I talking?
Always.
Oh. I got a really wonderful story about the Connell Divide.
Oh, no.
And can I just share a little bit of it,
Claire?
Is that okay? Just
please
a little
do.
One?
Please.
You know, we were in the Boy Scouts, and it was in the mid-70s, okay? And I'm not aging myself like Ken or George, right? And I used a lot
You'd
of good...
You'd have to be more mature to do that.
Oh, my yes. goodness, Ken. Just like... Oh, and then and I know that Carrie Ann is actually going to have a presentation with the bioreactors, the Ring of Fire. That's another thing that we need to talk about. But a little story about the Connell Divide. Well, we had to do to get our badge, I don't know, a little brownie badge. I don't know what kind of badge. It's a little badge for the Boy Scouts, you know. And I wasn't a very good Boy Scout there.
Doesn't surprise me.
I mean, it is what it is. So one of the things that we had to do is we had to walk the Connell Divide. So we went to the Burr Mountains. We drove in there, and we parked. And there was probably about 20 of us kids, you know. We're probably 13, 14 years old. And that was the worst hike of my life. Man, we had to use a map to find the Continental Divide.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, and that was one of our deals. Man, we were all scratched up, beat up, and all kinds of stuff. I said, man, I'm never going to walk this hike again. And look at where we're at now.
Look at where we're at. You still, the same thing still happens, but now there's a map that helps you do that. Get beat up and scratched up. No,
I mean, you couldn't find the trail.
Well, it didn't exist back then. It didn't exist until 1978. And even then, I don't think the trail was on the divide. It was probably mostly put on highways just to connect the dots. So, yeah, I mean, the Burrow Mountain section wasn't actually built until 2006 or 7.
2006, really?
Yeah, so it's more recent than most places. Yeah, and, you know, we still have some gaps to finish, and we won't talk about that today, but because it's a whole other radio show. But, but yeah, that's awesome.
And, you know, and it's quite interesting because we actually had one of those forest maps, and we had a tempo map on it, you know, the topography map and everything, and you had to kind of figure out where the trail was.
That's
and
right.
Man, we went through so many cat claws and I mean all kinds of stuff and everything, but I'm going to tell you, that was one of the most interesting hikes we've ever had, and it was only 5 miles. I thought it took all day just to get 5 miles, but you know what, that was one of the most things that I can never forget. I mean, and that was the Continental Divide. And then, you know, look at what happened. Look at
and
what's
now,
happening
look
now
today.
With the Continental Divide Trail.
Yeah. It's amazing how much, you know, it's our generation. We talk about the CDT as sort of our generation, all of us collectively in this moment in time, our opportunity to create one of the most important conservation efforts, complete one of the most important conservation efforts on the planet. And that's protecting this place that is also the major watershed of the North American continent. It produces water to over 180 million people. That's maybe it's even grown since then because our population is growing. But also, I talk about that every drop of water that comes out of the ground on the Continental Divide here in Silver City eventually will make its way around the planet and come back. You know, just the way the world works. And if you think about that, it connects us all through watershed. So everything we do here flows downstream, but also flows back to us. And so it's this beautiful thing about how do we do that for with our what we know today in the world and how we've experienced the world, all of us in this moment in time, how do we look forward and do this work differently and better so that we can all come together and have a brighter future versus and change some of the things that we've learned from the past, right? And that means in all the ways we think about it, it's how do we invite more people in? How do we appreciate all the traditions and heritages that have lived along the divide and acknowledge them as much as work together to kind of create a new future for, that we can all live, ensure that we have a place on this planet.
Teresa, can I ask you a personal question?
Maybe.
Man, Claire, help me
she
out.
She knows you.
How's Hawaii
I don't
doing?
Know.
Do you know any fire dancers out there? Come on, let's talk about Hawaii. Man.
Yeah, you can tell she knows it, Raul, for a long time. You know?
It's like a good marriage or a bad marriage. I don't know what it is, but I've known her for 10 years, and it's been great. You ready to divorce me there, Teresa?
Huh?
Are you ready to divorce me now, Teresa, after 10 years?
No, we make a good team.
The question I just want to ask is, you the co-founder of the Continental Divide. How did that come about? You being the co-founder, now you're the executive director of the CDTC. Did you just wake up one morning and say, well, I want to do something about
the Continental Divide? No, I did not wake up. I never had this on my life list. There was never any plan of mine when I was a kid playing golf with my dad going, I think I'd like to start a nonprofit and be an executive director. That was never, ever, ever. But what happened, I think, was that when the former organization closed, myself and some of the three other folks who had all worked at CDTA, the Alliance, when it closed, it wasn't our doing. We just sort of ended up with the reality of it. And we realized that we had a moment to be able to look forward and do something different. And if we didn't, the wrong people would. And so we all sort of had to do that adult moment of you sort of say, like, it's true adulting when you're like, oh, crap, I'm going to have to do this, you know? And
yeah. And
I don't mean it in that bad way. It was more like it's a heavy thing to create a nonprofit. It's a heavy thing to take on this mission. It's a heavy thing to say, how are we going to do this differently? And you know it's going to basically take over all your life. And so we sort of committed to do it together and built it upon a set of principles of being friends and caring about one another first and showing up for the trail first versus any other kind of motivation. This wasn't about ego or, you know, any other thing. This was about what do we do in service of this place that is one of the most important landscapes on the North American continent, but the entire planet. And how do we do this in a way that really brings people together and really allows us to build a different future? And so it's always been for us about reimagining conservation, reimagining trails, reimagining recreation, reimagining community work. I don't think we ever planned it that way. It just sort of happened that way. And I'm grateful every day that we chose to get together collectively to do this work. But it was never – and I was really happy being in the background and not being responsible and having to make decisions. It was really like a lot easier.
Yeah, I know what you mean because, I remember I went to the second – meeting of talking about putting together a radio station.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one from that group left.
Yeah. Well, we have, all of our co-founders have by design kind of moved on because we wanted us to be healthy, right? That's part of our reimagining that no one person holds all the things that we're starting to build all these tendrils so other people can own it and shape it and live it, right? So it's not just one person, which was part of the problem before. And so for us, it has been about that, but it is a heavy lift and it's a beautiful lift. Like I would do it all again. There's no regrets. I'm so grateful that for whatever reason, the universe brought us all together and brought us to Silver City in 2013. It was Nancy Cliff who called me and said, hey, do you want to come do this thing? Can we be a gateway community? I was like, well, we've never done this before. If you want to be our pilot, let's do this. Nancy recently passed away. Yeah. We've been thinking a lot about her and Bob Wilson and Shelby Hallmark and just thinking the vision to have, Silver City's gateway designation and CDTC's growth has always kind of gone in parallel. And I think in southern New Mexico in general as a region, so much innovation happens here that has influenced all of our work trail-wide. And I think it has been a beautiful marriage to sort of work together with the communities here and learn by practice, by being in community with you and being in practice and discovering how we do this work better and making mistakes and saying we're sorry and saying how can we be better. Doing all that as like kind of almost like a human space versus just in a relational space versus just checking a box, done, moving on. That's not how we do our work. And I think doing that in parallel with Silver City in all the ways, the ebbs and flows of life going through all the trials and tribulations has been beautiful. And it makes the work inspiring and
you know,
wonderful.
Teresa, one of the photographs that I have and I cherish, you know, we used to have the ambassadors going for hike up Gobis Peak. And I have this one that, my daughter did the hike up. And she asks about you. I talked to her last night. And she's in Rochester, New York. Oh, I don't know how she ended up there, but that's another story. She graduated from New Mexico State University. But there's a photograph out there that I'm going to show. We did the one downtown where we did the walk.
The walk around the murals.
The murals and so on. And it was just like every little thing that you did, you added more to it and added more to it. I mean, I didn't know that you could do a hike downtown. And that was one of the most coolest hikes I've ever done in my life. But there's a photograph out there where we did the Gomez Peak and brought a lot of the community together. Aww. And I'm telling you, and I'm going to be straight with you, Terry. Man, let's get the Raza out there to do a hike, man, go for a hike and blah, blah, blah. We had over 130 people out there ready to do a community hike. Remember that photograph? Mm-hmm. And we had a couple vendors. We even called Waldo Wilborn, you know, he actually did the hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff like that. It was just amazing. When I saw that, it was just like, man, this lady is putting the community together.
You all did that.
But you were, you actually.
I encouraged it.
Yeah, she encouraged it. And she goes, and take a hike. So we all went and we took a photograph all together. And they brought their dogs and cats and everything. And I said, man, this is what it's all about.
It is.
But you know what, Teresa? It's been great. And you know what? I just hope that you just continue, you know, to do what you're doing. And like I said, you will always be handed the keys to the city the minute you walk on this community, you know, in this community.
Well, it's shared with all of our amazing team.
Absolutely, Miss Hawaii over here, you know.
It is shared, and it's shared with all of you, too. And I say that sincerely, that it isn't just our work, it's your work, right? And we are here to facilitate what y'all are doing, and it's your visions. And working with Allison over at Gila at the GRIP Project and everything, like part of the growth of Trail Days is because we are working together in community with all of you. And it means a lot to us to do that where it's just real. And it's heartfelt and it's sincere and it's a beautiful marriage. It's a beautiful marriage.
And you know what? Is there a lot of that information on the website that you can give out? Because man, I was on it yesterday. I just love to get on it. You know, because you look at which communities you go. You go through Chama. You go through Grants. You go through Chama, Cuba, you know, Cuba. And we also talked about the hikes that are going up there for the seniors for being diabetic and so on.
Step into Cuba.
Up in Cuba, and then Grants and also Silver City. So, man, we're the luckiest people in the world being here. So, yeah, go ahead and throw the website out here, Claire, if you like.
Yeah, it's continentaldividetrail.org, and then we've got a Trail Days button on there that you can find all this weekend's events.
The Trail button.
Yes.
Trail button.
You just push the button.
Is that the button that you can't hit? That you know, we can have that button also.
It's easy.
Is it that easy, Claire?
It's that easy.
A little less easy, but wish it were that easy.
Are you guys ever thinking on doing the hike one of these days, the complete hike? I know Liz is. She needs another 3,200 miles left, but, you know, she can work at that. You know, by the time she's Ken's age, she'll probably get it done. Just joking, Ken.
I'm going to start tomorrow.
No, you're going to start tomorrow. Would you do it, actually, if
I'd
you ever had
to.
An opportunity?
Yeah, if I had the chance, I'd love to spend a summer doing it.
How about you, Liz?
I've thought about this, and I think I'd like to section hike it by region, but start it, but sequentially, so starting in New Mexico, doing that section first, then Colorado, and so on.
There was a couple ladies that we had ambassadors, that one of them, I guess she had cancer or something like that, And what happened there was she did the hike. I mean, there was quite a few females that did the hike.
There's a lot of women who do the hike.
A lot of women that do the hike. And I'm just saying, man, the first snake I see, I'm out of there. I'm not doing no hike. But she had quite a few stories because I'm telling you, Teresa, I remember all that stuff from day one of the Continental Divide.
Yeah.
Even though the ones that when I was a Boy Scout, I can't get it out of my mind.
Yeah.
I had PTSD because of that hike.
Yeah. Well, look at you now.
Yeah, look at me now.
No jokes aside. I think, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the first presentations we had was Jean Ella, who was the first woman.
That's right.
She and her group.
That's
she
right.
And Lynn were the first two women to thru-hike the CDT, actually in 1979, I believe, right after it got designated. And they were the first women to do the trail. And their story was great. And she presented here as part of Trail Days, I believe. But yeah, it's just the amazing stories of people who undertake these kinds of things, whether they're section, day hikes, picnics, or the full-blown through hike. People are amazing. Humans are amazing. And to be able to bring communities into those folks having those experiences on the trail as they travel through is really the beauty of this. It really reminds us what's so amazing about the human experience. It reminds us what's so amazing about our country and that we still have so much good. You know, we don't hear that every day, but when you show up in a community like Silver City or Lordsburg or Cheetah or any of these communities in rural New Mexico, you're greeted with beautiful people who are opening up their doors to welcome you in as much as, and then the shared experience. And it's just so powerful to remind us that we're on this journey together.
You know, and I always bring this up because I don't know how many hikers I've picked up. You know, they're walking down and, you know, I'll either feed them a meal, you know, or if they need anything, I've even taken them to one of the big box stores or one of the small box stores. I don't like to mention those stores. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, to help them out. So if you see them out there, you know, invite them for a meal. Just invite them to the house to hang out. Get their stories, you know. And it's just amazing because I don't know how many times I've taken them, you know, to these stores for them to get supplies and so on. And they're just friends. They're just really good people. And they have so many. And they're from all over the world.
All over the world.
And we're not just talking the United States. All over the world.
Yeah, we get so many international folks because for so many people that don't live in the United States, there's no other system of trails or national parks or forests like we have in our United States anywhere else in the world that have the access that we have. And I know in particular for folks from Europe, well, actually anywhere in the world, you know, they come here and they're just like, it's amazing that you have this. And I think sometimes we take it for granted in all the ways that we have, whether it's the Gila 100th or Gila River or having the CDT in your backyard. Not every place has a place like this that is congressionally protected that you can hike or you can picnic on or you can have whatever experience you want on it. That just doesn't exist everywhere in the world. And so it is such a privilege to be a part of this community that says this is important and we're going to steward it. We're going to ensure it's here for not just tomorrow's generations, but 10 generations. And we're going to learn from the past so we can ensure that it has this beautiful future and that people still feel invited and welcome and know they belong, wherever they come from, whatever they look like, whatever they believe, that they belong here. And they have a place to experience nature and this beautiful thing that we have in our country that is just a gift.
I know we only got a minute and a half left, Liz. This hour flies by, doesn't it?
We were only going to be here for a half hour. Look at us.
I said just a half hour. Liz, anything you'd like to say to the saboritos out there, the listeners, and same with you, Claire. So go ahead, Liz.
Just a big thank you and shout out to the community of Silver City for being so welcoming and hospitable over the last 10 years, and particularly during Trail Days weekend. It's such a wonderful time for us from out of town to come down and experience and really feel that warm hospitality from Silver City. So we're just really excited for the weekend and to be here and to meet all these beautiful faces.
Go ahead, Claire, if you would, please.
Yeah, just echoing Liz, we've had some great partners throughout the community this year at GRIP and Gila Earth Day, Heart of the Gila. And Earth Day is Monday, so what a good way to celebrate, I would
That's
say.
That's right. Earth Day is Monday. That's right. Well, Teresa, I'm so glad to see you again, and I'm so glad we're still together. Anything else that you would like to say?
I'm just going to extend the same gratitude and thanks to our team at CDTC, too. We just have an amazing team who who are also, you know, any of them could say what I say, share what I share, because I think we all live it and believe it. And it's such a great thing to have such an amazing team that is also committed to showing up the way we show up and working with all of you. So thank you to everybody. And we hope to see you. Come see us at Trail Days and come visit and ask us questions and celebrate this amazing thing that we get to celebrate here for all the right reasons.
And you see, if you really want to see a kickoff out there, Los Saboritos, go to the Toad Friday night. Mm-hmm. You get to meet them. You get to talk to them. You get to joke with them. You can ask them all kinds
creatures.
Of questions. Oh, yeah. It's just like, man, where are these guys coming from? But you know what? I'm just excited about being part of all this. So I thank you there, Teresa, mm-hmm. Claire, and Liz. And we're going to take a small break here at KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico, con El Gato Loco on the Local Flavor.
This is Susan Mittelstadt, and you're listening to my favorite radio station, KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org.
Here at KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico, the local flavor con El Gato Loco, Ken George. And George, you were so obnoxious during that radio station, I think we're going to have to give you a gag order like somebody else.
Yeah. But
you need a gag order right now.
Unlike somebody else, I actually, when I was in court, I thought it was a good idea to follow the judge's instructions so that I didn't go to jail.
Right,
but you know, the thing is, Ken, George and Ken, why? I mean, they're just allowing him. I mean, if somebody talked all kinds of smack about me after a ball game and whatever, they're at the same place I'm doing, I think I'd go over there and, you know, do something. But and then doing that to the disrespect a judge. I mean, did you ever call a judge a crooked judge? Have you ever done that, George?
Actually, no, I never have.
Okay, all right.
Although I felt that way.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know,
Of us have enough maturity to be very careful about what we say in difficult moments.
And you know what I'm afraid of?
There's Judge Cannon, you know.
You know what I'm afraid of? And I know we got Daniel Array in the radio station, and he has something really to say about the assessor's office, but we're going to wait for that. But you know what I'm afraid of? That I'm going to be up there emceeing the Continental Divide Coalition, the Earth Day, the fashion show, and all kinds of stuff. I'm afraid to get that tweet, and I'm going to have to read it, you know, just like the Oscars. You think that might happen to me there, George?
What, that they're going to give you an Oscar?
Boy, this guy's missing the boat.
Either that or somebody's going to come out of the audience and deck him.
So do I read the tweet if I get one? Just like Jimmy Kimmel did?
Quite frankly, I would never read a tweet from that.
Okay, all right.
My advice is don't do it.
Okay, all right. Okay, don't read the tweet. But you know what? We got a really good guy here, and I've known this guy for, man, matter of fact, he even worked in the office with me in the assessor's office back in the day.
You can deny that, by the way.
Unfortunately, I can't. It's on my record.
And I actually got to play baseball with this guy by the name of Daniel Array. He's actually the GIS guy there at the county.
Well, you were on the team. We'll just put it that way.
I was on the team. Thanks a lot.
And he took my number.
And I took his number.
A little salty about that.
Isn't that horrible? I took that number. You know, I took his number away. How do you take somebody's number away?
Money.
You know, Daniel, we didn't need to talk about that. I mean, we need to leave that one alone, okay? You know, but we got to start off the show with good morning, Misty. Would you like to start off the show with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Good morning, Misty.
How you doing, Misty? Is she doing okay?
I believe she's listening, so we'll see.
Did she comb her hair this morning by any chance?
You never know. You never know.
George talks very highly about Misty.
The one
Trujillo.
Who does all
she's
the work.
She's the county assessor. And
she does all the work.
She does.
Yeah. I steal your number. Then you're getting on my case. George doesn't let me read a tweet. And then what's next? My goodness.
Yeah, you could get a tie that people can actually see.
Yeah, I'd like my tie.
I don't
black
know.
On black, that's...
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you, looking good.
It's like,
matches
you,
earrings
why bother
and
at all, you know?
Wait a second. I got to finish the whole attire here, okay? And I'll finish the show this way. Is that okay there?
Actually, let me rephrase that. Black on black on black.
And black.
Right. Black tie, black shirt, and a black jacket.
And don't forget the earrings, all right?
Black earrings.
All right.
Black glasses.
I've been everywhere. We're going to have to play a little bit of Johnny Cash. What do you think? You know?
No.
Okay. All right.
So, Daniel. Boom, 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 boom.
So, Daniel, how you doing, man? How's the little one?
Doing good. Everything's well. Little one's 5 months now.
5 months old already.
Yep.
What position is he going to play in baseball? Are you going to have
baseball?
He's going to
learn them all. Learn them all.
He's going to do them all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm talking about a young man that plays ball. I've seen a few videos, and I hope to see him live, and that's Bron Gary's young man. Jeremiah? Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a beast.
Yeah, he's good. Puts in the work.
And that's what it's all about, right. You know. You even helped me out of my game once in a while. But that's what it's all about, is just putting as much work, the effort, and so on.
Yeah.
But that young man, Jeremiah, I'm telling you, he is just amazing.
He is. He's a good athlete.
From baseball, football, I bet you.
Basketball,
the whole deal. Mm-hmm. He's the whole package.
Yep.
Wow.
So, what do you think of the Cobra team this year? They're ranked number one in the 3A division.
Cobra's doing well. Yeah, it's exciting for our community, obviously. And, you know, like we said about working, those kids work hard. That senior class, super close. And they take the time to work on their craft. So, and it shows.
You've been a coach before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
For Cliff or something like that? Just joking, Daniel. Just joking.
Yep, many years coaching, but kind of trying to backpedal my way out of that a little bit. You know, work with my own children individually.
Well, I got to hand it to you. I've even been part of, you know, your coaching, not to coach, but I was one of your students, you know, and hitting the ball. I still have issues hitting the ball. I don't know what it is, but it is what it is.
You can't be a baseball player and play golf. I'm just telling you that right now.
Oh, my goodness.
It's either one or the other. Pick one or the other. You can't do both.
Oh, no.
I've seen you swing a baseball bat. No. Looks like a golf swing.
No.
No fixing it.
Yeah, so,
no.
So it's a choice between a sport and a non-sport.
I hit 40 softballs last night, and then right back-to-back, I pull out my 8 iron, and I hit about 40, 50 golf balls after that. And it works. Only when I get, you know, to the diamond.
I was gonna say, it works at home.
Why is that there?
That's what I watch on Sundays.
I'm wonderful, beautiful, it's great, and everything. And then you show up to the diamond, and then it turns out to a chunk of coal. What's going on here, Daniel?
You know, when he hits those balls at home, it's on a tee. It's not like, you know, it's being pitched.
You know, they have those things where people practice hitting a baseball where they had the balls out there on that thing, you know.
That's
that sort of golf-style baseball, you know. You don't want anything moving because you might miss it.
Watch your next game. Ask them if you could use a tee.
What's this?
Ask them if you could use a tee.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go out there with senior softball. Can I put a tee out there?
What's the worst they're going to say? No?
Wait, Daniel, what are you doing here? I mean, who invited you?
He's joining the club here, you know.
Yep.
You know, I know. You're talking about my boss, man. That's not cool there, Daniel. I'm going to tell you, Missy's just an amazing human being, and she is just a worker and a half, and she's doing great.
She is. She's done a lot of good things, yep.
And like I said, she's kind of like the stealth assessor, man, because let me tell you, man, she's behind the scenes doing it all. And you know that, Dan.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She really does. She spends a lot of time working. even after hours, before hours, right. Weekends, you know, so, yep.
And you know what? We're like a big family at that county. You know, you've worked in the assessor. We got to mention Ray. What's his name? Daniel Ray? No. What's his name?
Old Ray's there.
Oh, Ray Castillo. Oh, yeah. Ray Castillo. Yep. He also worked in the assessor.
Got to give him a shout out. Yep, he was assessors also, now in the planning department. We have Randy Hernandez, planning director.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's doing great. Let me tell you, that guy has his marbles in the same bag, man. He does really, really good on his presentations.
Yep, everything you say about Misty is the same about Randy. You know, hardworking. I've seen him there after hours, seen him there early. All the projects he's handling at once, pretty amazing. So he does a great job.
Then we got Adam Baca. Let me tell you, we got a really good team there at that county.
Yep. The whole IT team is great.
Oh, let me tell you. Now we picked up another ball player. What's his name?
Adam Robert and Gabe.
Gabe. Gabe put on our list. Matter of fact, what position did Gabe actually play? Do you remember? Gabe Morales?
I've seen Gabe at first, seen him in the outfield. He could probably do it all.
Well, he could probably do it all, yeah. And then we have the Hood.
Robert Hood.
Robert Hood.
The one and only.
Never lonely.
is one sharp guy, though.
That's smart. The IT guy, and Adam is actually the director for the IT, and then Robert Hood is actually works under Adam and so also Gabe Morales, and what a perfect fit.
Yeah,
what chemistry is out there, just like the planning department with Randy Hernandez, you, Ray, things are rocking.
Lily, we can't forget Lily.
Oh, yeah, don't forget. Oh, yeah.
No, Lily's doing a great job, so.
Yeah, she's amazing, but, man, don't talk bad about her Bears. What do you do? Don't you talk bad about her Bears.
That's her downfall. She's a Bears fan. But, no, she's really doing great, you know, focusing on cleaning up some certain specific areas, and she does not let up until it's done. So that's what we need.
So talk about Bears fans. What happened to the 49ers against the Chiefs, man? What happened there, man? Talk to me, man.
Oh, you know, it was just one of those games.
That was the most – that was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, I really don't even want to talk about it. So.
Okay, well, let's not talk about it.
We can. We can go back.
Well, you know what? You know, we have all kinds of things that are going on in the projects, and you're pretty much right smack in the middle of it. You and the director for planning, and can you talk a little bit about a couple of the projects that are pretty much have already been completed?
Yeah, so we do have some updates.
Happened quick.
Yeah, and like you said, Randy's on top of them. I mean, from start to finish, you know, the Little Walnut phase one. You know, just to remind everyone, this is phase one. There will be a phase two eventually.
What's going on out there?
So this one was from city limits, so right around Trail Ridge, up to, what is that, Copper Ridge.
Okay, Copper Ridge, up on Little Walnut.
Yep. So,
hey, George, have you been out there? I was out there the other day to the Little Walnut Park. Man, that road is really nice.
Yeah,
it is. It's really, they widened it.
And they have it for the bikers, path, too, right? Bikers and the hikers.
Yeah, right. No, it's beautiful. I mean, like you said, if you've been on it, you know the kind of work that they've done.
And the way it used to look before.
How smooth it went. I mean, there's really issues with weather and things like that. But other than that, awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was a really well done project.
It was. Yep. And again, you know, kudos to Randy. The construction is near final completion. Should be completed by the end of the month.
By the end of the month?
Completely.
Wow, that's great. And that's just phase one. What's phase two going to be?
So phase two would be from where they left off, obviously, to the Forest Service cattle guard.
Wow, that's a pretty good stretch.
Yeah, they're talking about going to the picnic ground where the pavement ends. So.
Wow, that'd be great, man.
Wow.
I love whenever they lay some really brand new asphalt, man. I get on my blades, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I better not, because Ken might run me over. See me out there in blaze right there, Ken?
That's right. I would. I'd like to see you go up some of those hills.
Well, that I won't do. I'm just a flat area. Just a flat area. You'd love for me to go down one of those hills. Yeah, right there, George. And then not only that, the bypass road.
Truck bypass is another one.
That one is completed also? Or is it still working on it?
So truck bypass. Construction is near final completion and should be completed by the end of the month also. And again, I mean, that was a major culvert installation, plus the road construction itself and how smooth that went. You know, it's amazing. So they worked through the winter months. They had their weather days, but here we are. You know, it's getting done.
Wow, that's some pretty good timing and everything going on. And you know what? You have to really see the infrastructure here in Silver City, Grand County, right. And then they just did all the asphalt there on Highway 180. My goodness, that went quick. And they did a really good job. And, you know, the one in Little Walnut, they did a great job. Bypass Road. Any other major, major projects? One thing, I gotta say this, and I'm not throwing you under the bus there, Daniel. One of the things that people are always asking about, Rosedale Road. And I don't know if anything's coming down the pike on Rosedale Road, but a lot of people hoping that something might happen at Rosedale Road. Is there anything in the
Not that we've seen or heard of. You know, that's something, a question for Andy, but not that. So I don't think it's on anyone's radar. You know, there is some others that are on the radar. Like, I believe I talked about this last time, but Crum Road, and design phase is in progress for that. So that's
Crum Road. That's the one on the, Racetrack Road?
It's off of Racetrack. Yeah, so that'll make a lot of people happy. You know, the residents, you know, it gets a little tiring to get on that dirt road sometimes. Same with Frank's Road, design phase in progress.
And where is that at?
Off of Crum.
Crum Road, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what are they going to do on that on those roads? Just maybe do maintaining and stuff like that?
Yep.
Matter of fact, the gentleman of Mr. Crum, he actually, I grew up with him. He passed quite a few years ago. Elderly man, has a ranch down there, and that's where the road Crum Road came to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I know the kids. You know, like I said, we grew up in the church, right at the end of Crum Road, that's where they have the ranch. And so that's where they came about.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't know the history of that. Another one that's pretty exciting, you know, is the North Hurley Road. So this will be phase three.
Oh, wow.
Is that going to be the Chinatown Road? The one,
it is.
The one right there by the Benghamo? And
so from that bar going north. So it'll complete, you know, where they ended before. And it's good for North Hurley, you know. I'm from Hurley. Went to Hurley Elementary.
Did you go to Hurley Elementary?
Yep.
I did not know that. I thought you went to Pinos Altos Elementary. Just joking, Daniel. That's an inside joke.
No, so that's a...
He's going to hit me now.
Oh, yeah. Don't mind him.
Wow.
That's a really good project for the residents
there. So you went... I'm kind of surprised. You went to Hurley?
I did. Yep. Lived in Hurley till I was 9 or 10.
And then did you go to Silver High?
Then we came to Silver.
Did you play any sports in Silver High?
I did. Here and there. Dabbled in it.
Were you in the chess club?
I wasn't smart enough for that one. Yeah.
Wow. So what's going on in North Hurley? I mean, whereabouts is that going to be? Right there by the Penhamo? Like I said, that
it is. Yep. So from the Penhamo to the end of the road now, to the gate.
Going into all the way to the end of Chinatown.
Yep.
Wow.
And it'll be the same. So it's just a continuation of the project they did before, widening, multi-use path. So it'll be nice for them.
Man, that's going to be great. I haven't been out there in a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go there and you look at the mountains to the east. It is just a beautiful setting. Whenever you sit out there and look at that. Have you been out there, Ken, in a while?
I haven't been out there for a while, but I drive by it a lot. And it's beautiful. I think the setting for North Hurley is amazing. It's a really
mining district is just
beautiful
amazing.
Place. You know,
I'm so glad that we're going to start cracking a lot of the history out of the mining district. Look at North Hurley.
Right.
We call it Chinatown. And everybody said, you can't say that. And I said, hey, man, that's all we've always talked about, being born and raised here in this community and knowing the Cedillos and all kinds of the...
A lot of good people out there. So there is,
I mean, and there's just so much history out there.
Yeah.
So they're actually going to do bike lanes and walking lanes and everything there in
it's a widening. Hurley. You're right.
Wow, that's going to be great. I had no idea.
Yeah. No, very good for them. I mean, it's much needed, so... Mm-hmm. Like you said, just to build up that infrastructure and get these people on some decent roads.
God, that's great. That is awesome. Wow. Anything else that's coming up there?
I know one of Randy's favorites is the Baton Park Veterans Memorial Walking Path. Obviously,
is that the one right where all the picnic grounds is, or where they actually fly the little planes and stuff?
No, actually what it's going to do is it's going to connect the there's the existing path at the memorial. You know, they have the helicopter and the tower.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's going to go from the gazebo, it's going to go through the tower. Underneath the tower, you'll be able to walk under the tower on a walking path. It's going to go towards the new tank that they put down at the bottom near the road.
No, near the road,
and then back up to the helicopter.
Oh, so they're going to be working on, it's like a little hiking.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yep.
Wow, that'd be great.
So now there's going to be, there will be a concrete walking path through the whole thing.
You know, and the neat thing is, Ken, have you ever been to the gazebo and seen all the plaques there of all the wars? Man, it is just bone chilling. You have to go check it out. You go there and you read all that. And you've been there before, haven't you, George?
No, I haven't, but I will be soon.
Oh, my goodness.
If you guys haven't, you have to. It's a totally different feeling.
Well, I've been by a lot of the the big battle areas in the border of France and Belgium, and And I didn't even know it was by him sometimes, and I would just get this really creepy feeling just driving, and then we'd come by a sign, you know, it says Bellow Woods over here or something like that.
Well, you know what,
you could just pick up that,
yeah,
the screams
you
and
do.
The pain,
and
you know.
Randy and I have met with Mr. Amador and some of the other guys
Monday,
a couple times.
Monday, Amador.
And it's just, you know, they walk us through, and every time you walk through, you get the same feeling.
Yeah.
You know, you would think after the second, third time, okay, I've been here before. It's the same feeling
it
every
is,
time.
It's just a bone-chilling feeling, man, every time you walk there.
Yep.
And
to hear their stories, you know, how they tied everything together, how the park was actually built, you know, it's pretty cool.
Were you there when they brought the helicopter in?
I wasn't.
Oh, my gosh. I have all kinds of photographs. When they brought it in, they set it up and everything. We had a big old, like, get-together out there, there at Bataan Park. And I'm telling you, and I'm going to be straight with you guys. Poor Bataan Park was always left. It was always the bastard child and everything. But they've done so much now. You look at the fields. Look at what's going on. And now it's one of the biggest main events for a lot of the people to go ahead and do their events out there. Look at this last weekend. They had the Gila Monster softball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
People are still talking about how many people were out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you look at what's happening like in Fort Baird with the disc golf. Look at all the events. I'm telling you, this is the diamond in the rough.
I was going to say, but Tom Park is a hidden gem. It is. And then now, like you said, all the maintenance they've done to it, there's been some upgrades. And now you said that, that's a good segue. There's going to be some turf replacement on one of the fields there. So the county received $480,000 to replace the turf on the small field at Bataan Park.
Are you talking about the upper field on the right side?
I believe.
Because that was the first field, because I remember going with Howie Morales, what's his name, Horace Jaramillo.
Yeah.
We went away and looked at the fields there in Alamogordo. And we ended up doing it here for Bataan Park.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. So,
man, that'd be great to update those fields.
It is. So Jason, you know, the public works director, working to secure a contractor to complete the turf replacement. So that's going to be nice.
And
like you said,
that's
tournaments.
That's the only field. Matter of fact, you're right. You know, a lot of people from Arizona, they come up here a day early and a day late, you know, because they just want to be out there in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only place where you can actually be batting and want to hit it towards the Twin Sisters. And then you have the Kneeling Nun on one side. I'm telling you, when you're out there playing in those fields, it's unbelievable. But I just got to make a little joke about the upper field there, George and Daniel. When we first put the fields down and everything, when we went and looked at them, boy, they actually use the rubber, you know, underneath the, you know, the artificial turf. So,
right,
man, whenever that ball hits that ground, it's like a BB, you know, it's like a marble dropping it on a concrete. So we knew how to play on that field. Mm-hmm. So whenever people came on, I said, let me tell you, man, one thing, you got to get in front of it because that ball is going to bounce. And it's amazing.
Definitely.
So we played quite a few there. So, no, that's great. That's great.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
So they're going to be, when are they going to continue, when are they going to start that project, and how long is it going to last?
No, so like I said, they're working to secure a contractor.
Okay.
So once they do that, then there'll be more of a set date. Yeah, so that, but it is exciting. So, and it is coming.
Man, how exciting to be part of all these projects there, George. I can't wait to see you out there in your Adidas shorts and shoes running around the park there, George.
You're going to wait a long time.
Oh, my goodness. Man, there's a lot going on.
There is. And one of the other things that I wanted to touch on that Randy's been working on is the free workforce development trainings.
I'm so glad
Huge.
You brought that up.
Big for our community, surrounding communities, and I think everyone needs to take advantage. Obviously, it's free, like I said.
Yeah.
But to be able to be trained, certified,
Go out
into the workforce is...
And the big one that's going to come up is to be a certified fiber optic technician.
Yep.
And that's going to be happening for a whole week, and that's going to be from May 13th to May 17th.
It is.
And
so the May class is filled. So that's a good thing. The May course is filled up. But there will be a second group October 28th through November 1st. And if you would like to register, there is a link on the Grant County website. Or reach out to Randy Hernandez himself, give him a call, email, and he'll get you signed up.
Well, check this out, Ken. You could probably be one of those guys to sign up on him. And I signed up on it. You know I've signed up for that one, the first phase. So, man, let me tell you, that's 8 to 5 for a whole week.
It is. It's going to be intense.
Then you can be certified and everything. You can go out in the workforce and do, hey, Ken, there's a gig for you, man.
So actually, you respond. You have three certifications for when that one class. So you'll be certified fiber optics tech, certified fiber optics specialist, which specializes in splicing. And then the other certificate is testing and maintenance. All in 1 week.
You can upgrade our radio station there, Ken.
I don't think anybody wants to hire somebody who's almost 79 years old.
Well, then you can run for president.
No matter what kind of things I have, you know. I haven't run for president, but I have run some really multi-million-dollar construction jobs. So I have done that.
But you're one of the foundations on this radio station when it comes to keep the airwaves going.
Unfortunately, we don't have that type of
equipment.
We don't have fiber optic to here. And everybody in town should be able to get fiber optic, but it's not. We are in a rural community, and so only the university, I think, in the city get to have fiber optic.
But you know, so that's.
I think it's a good. If I was younger, look at it, I would definitely get on top of that.
Well, you know, look at this, pretty much the way of the world and what's going on. And then here we are having gratis, we're going to use the word gratis, training and so on. I mean, you got to take the opportunity to do this.
To get into that, specific industry right now, it's growing, it's very in demand.
Important.
It's, like you said, technology. Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, we had friends that were doing, they're from, originally from Mexico, and good friends of ours here in Chuco now. But they were just driving by, and they did sheetrock work, and they got paid pretty well. And they saw a help wanted sign in front of a place where they work on those big windmills for generating the wind electricity, wind turbines. And they went in there and they make really good money and they have a lot more job security and everything now.
Well, talk about job security. Keep on top of these things.
I mean,
talk about job security. I still want to keep the job here on the radio station, but it is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, New Mexico. Yeah. We're hitting the bottom of the hour. We got Daniel Array from the GIS department, Ken and George, El Gato Loco, and it's a lot of fun being here there, Ken and George.
Barbara Grande.
¿Verdad que sí? But it's really important that really help out the radio station for anything so we can actually hear. Looking at this project of the SFCC, I was talking to Mr. Hernandez, and he says, there was a grant that came out for about $650,000 to educate these individuals, to push everything for the workforce, and that's exactly what we need to do, to better our individuals to be in the workforce.
And like you said, big thank you to Santa Fe Community College, Randy himself, Grant County, COG played a big role, and then obviously the
Priscilla Lucero, she was part of the whole
deal. Economic development.
For sure.
And then workforce, we got to mention Misty's sister, Ashley Lohler. She's part of all this.
That's right.
I had her on the show the other day.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty sharp, too.
Man, let me tell you, she's amazing, and she's done a great job. And I said, you're related to Misty? No, I shouldn't say that. I hope Misty's not listening in right now. So
I'm sure she's busy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she's been
doing all the work.
All right, George. All right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to leave a little bit early because I just got a text from Misty about we have a training at 10 o'clock this morning. So I'm telling you, man, it's just busy all the time there.
Good.
Daniel.
It keeps you, as long as you got things to do, you're going to stay alive,
And keep you out of trouble.
That's it.
That's it. You're out, man.
Yep.
Keep me out of trouble.
Keep you out of trouble. Man.
What makes you think that I would get in trouble there?
Come on.
We know you.
Yeah, we know you.
That's right.
So the other one I want to touch on is the hospitality industry training. Same thing. It's free. Same kind of training. But this is a different, obviously, hospitality. It will be June 5th through July 3rd. And there are openings for this class. So, again, you can go on the Grant County website. There is a link. Or contact Randy Hernandez himself.
Man, I'm telling you, it just really it's just so much for the community to get, and there's just so much. I don't want to call them freebies or anything like that. It's just that there's just an opportunity to educate yourself and get up to date for the workforce and the way how fast the world is moving.
Everything you learn, this my grandfather told me. Learn every possible skill you can, because you never know how things are going to go. You know, and that's why I did. And I've done all kinds of different kinds of work. All my brothers were multi, had a lot of skills. And so we could do a lot of different jobs, you know. So it's important.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Wow. Anything else you'd like to throw out on the education portion of it there, Daniel?
There is one more. Customer.
One more?
Yeah. Wow. Enhancing the customer experience. So it's a customer service boot camp.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Customer
boot camp? You could use that around here, yeah.
Customer service. Yeah. Customer service. Yeah. And I can say I did this one myself on the first class.
Right.
It was great. Randy Hernandez was in on it. I took it.
You know, that's what it's all about, man. You know, having the – especially with being in a small community like this.
Right.
We have that connection with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to see you. I want to talk to you. You know, and I think it's very important to have these skills, especially working for the county.
Oh, and the skills that we learned. I mean, you know, after being there 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever it is, you think I'm a customer service expert. But then they bring things up, you know, how to be empathetic and how to do this. And it was kind of eye-opening.
You know, and then you really look at...
really answer a question.
You know, and not only that, you know, we're very much trial times. You know, we're in a world of a little angry world where people are a little bit uptight here and there and so on. And how to, you know, talk to them.
Right.
I remember back in the day, and I don't say how back that was, they taught us how to answer the phone. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, they literally tell us how to. Yeah. And there was a lot of stuff that I did not know.
Right.
And a simple hello, how you doing, and you know, and I think it's very important because you know,
it is.
They're the ones that pay our salaries.
But it also shows the willingness, you know, let's say for someone like Randy, for example, to take the time out of his day to be certified in customer service.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure he has a lot of other things to do and busy, but.
Well, it's important. It's important from both ends, too. The person, if you're calling somebody, remember, they're not usually the people who are making the decisions.
Right.
No.
You know, so if you talk to them, always point out, says, I know this problem is not a problem you created.
Right.
And I'm just trying to work my way around it, you know, and you respond to that in a way that's going to help them do that as best they can. Or if they can't, you say, well, I can't do anything because my boss is a jerk, you know.
Right.
No, you can't say that.
No, I'm not.
Really good.
Even if it's true.
Yeah, even if it's true.
I thought it was just one of those ways of how he leads by example. So
That's what it's all about. Yeah. And that's a very, very, very important part of Super. Yeah, lead by example. Wow, that's great there, Daniel.
It was. It was great. Great class. Everything's going great. Spring is here. You know, minus the allergies. We could do without the allergies. Killing me. The weather's getting good. Baseball's getting good. I mean, summertime is rolling right around for the kids, so it's probably my favorite time of year, to be honest.
And I can't believe in the National League, the Yankees are up there, the Guardians in the Central Division, the Rangers, there's my team, are on the West.
All of a sudden, he's a Rangers fan.
They win a
World Series, and he's a Rangers fan.
I was
fan
a Ranger
now.
Fan a long time ago. Yeah, I've been a Ranger fan.
Where are the
before.
Rangers? They work in the forest or something?
We wish
the
they
World
did.
Series,
who's the Rangers shortstop?
I don't know.
Who oh, okay. Then. There we go. My point. Exactly.
We're just still talking about the Padres, okay? And then the American League, we got the Braves and Brewers. But you know what? The Cubs are hanging in there right behind the Brewers. And then your favorite team, the Dodgers. I've never been a Dodger fan.
We're not going to get into the Dodgers.
They throw all those people out of their homes, you know.
Okay.
And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this one, especially if Ray's listening. But the Dodgers are my baseball Cowboys.
They're
the Cowboys
here.
Of baseball for me.
Same here.
So
I go to Tucson, and a lot of the guys that play ball, they're from the barrio and stuff like that. They walk around with their LA. And I tell them, I say, hey, orale vato, man, what are you doing wearing that shirt? I mean, that hat and that shirt that says LA, is that for Louisiana? Boy, it's a miracle that I get out of there alive because they're a big Dodgers fan. Well, you're either a Dodgers fan, you either like them or you dislike them. Same with Cowboy fans.
Yeah, well, like I said before, a long time, you know, back in the when the Dodgers first came, they weren't very well liked by the Chicano community.
From the Chicano.
You know, because they threw all those people out of their houses, and they were mostly Chicanos in those houses that they got kicked out of there.
Yeah, to put the stadium there, huh?
To put the stadium in, you know. My dad knew a bunch of people in there, you know, and a lot of our neighbors in East L.A., we all knew people
born
in there.
Born in East L.A. Yeah,
and, you know, born. Steph's family's all from California, so everyone is a Dodgers fan. So I think for me, so I do it a little more out of spite, you know, just to, but, you know, just have some fun with it.
That's a I always rooted against them. So.
Yeah. So I guess all your whole baseball team, you know, there at the house, they're all going to be Dodger fans down the road, aren't
right.
they?
Yeah, right.
Are you sure? Wow, what a trip. But no, man, let me tell you, things are rocking okay. I know that you're always learning, doing all kinds of things. And, you know, and I just want to thank you because you're very helpful, you know, all the other offices. And we do really thank you for
appreciate
doing that.
Thank you.
You and Randy, and it really, really makes a big difference. George, it's time for you to say something because I'm going to take off in a couple minutes before we hit the calendario. And one thing that I have to say before I leave is that it is during the contested period. I don't like to use the word protest, but it's a protest period on your valuations. If you have anything to contest about your value, please look at it. This is the time to do it. You got within 30 days. The due date is actually going to be May 2nd, where you can actually come in and contest the valuation, check for any exemptions, what you qualify for, your head household, veteran exemption, 100% disabled. And this one's for you, Ken, the 65 year and older, valuation freeze. And but the thing is, if you do have anything for you to contest, you have to have justification on why and why.
Can you walk around in front with you know, a sign and protesting like that, you know?
No, we can't be doing stuff
that. Would be funny.
I know.
Yeah, so Misty, listen to me.
Misty,
you know, I'm
Misty.
Having problems. Misty. You get 90 people out there. Misty. Come talk to us.
Matter of fact,
problems.
It's been very well organized. And not only that, everything happens all at the same time. Like right now, we're actually getting evaluated by the state, and Misty's on top of that one. And it seems like we got the protest period. We got the budget hearings coming up. Now we're getting evaluated by the state. It's a lot of balls to be juggling, and you know what? Yep. And she's handling it pretty good. So you can get on the website. It's under grandcountynm.gov. Just put /assessor, and the forms are on there. You can either email them to them or go there and see my pretty face right there, George.
Yeah, you can see this coming down the path. You know, that's why he said, Misty, why don't you run for my job,
boy,
man?
Don't even start on where that came from right there, Daniel. We're going to leave that one alone. We're
don't
not
touch
talking.
It.
We're going to leave that one alone. But you know what? She's doing a great job.
She is.
You know. Mm-hmm. But that's going on right now because I'm going to have to take off in a couple minutes there, Ken, before you start with your calendar. Yee, don't let the door hit you in the, you know, there's the door. There's the door. Wow, Ken. George, help me out
here. See you later, man.
But no, it's just going to be great that we work all together at that county building, and things are rocking.
It is. I just want to remind everyone, the local Little Leagues are in full swing. So get out to Baird, get out to Silver, check out some games, support your local high school baseball and softball teams. Like George mentioned, Cobry's doing awesome. Silver plays a doubleheader today against Santee. So start of district, the games that count. So get out there and support them.
That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
That's
why this radio station is so important right there, George, Ken.
Exactly. How else are you going to find out about what the high school baseball teams are doing? How are you going to find out about Little League? How are you going to find out about all the important stuff going on in town?
Right.
There is a lot of events going on.
Yeah, how many meetings Raul goes to?
Well, you know, you have also the Little League there. They're in Cobre, you know. Those are pretty interesting to watch also. So, yeah, be tied to the community just like we are here in this wonderful radio station.
Great time of year.
All right,
okay.
Go Cubs.
Raul.
Go away. Go ahead and say it. Don't go away, Matt. Just go away.
No.
Say it.
Hasta el próximo año.
Oh, my goodness. And don't forget to talk about what's going on this weekend, okay? It's a big weekend.
I know. It's a big weekend. Goodness. It's a big weekend. I actually have some time to do it now.
So go right ahead. This is Raul Turrieta, El Gato Loco from KURU 89.1 FM, signing out.
Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah. Don't let the door hit you on the head back.
Well, you know, the only interesting thing about all this is I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. See you tomorrow. Bright and early in the morning. Okay, so we have things coming up happening. Today is Thursday, the 18th of 2024, the 18th of April. And tonight at 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Whiskey Creek Socolo, Jay Graves, a passionate dance punk. he's a dance punk. And Tense Relationship Rock, Sanguine Lyricism, Guitar Music, Chord Changes. That's nice, Chord Changes. Oh, no, Chord Changes that sound like Secret Longing. Wow. A rhythm section that thuds, skitters, and melts over the determined voice of Jessa Graves, joined by Kelly Clifton, perhaps the best bassist and certainly the most exciting to watch, and the unassuming Aaron McDonald, who would be a watchmaker for his distinct timing and style were he not a drummer. All right. Graves brings emotional lyrics and evocative vocals to their stripped-down, hard-hitting songs. And that's Zocalo tonight. You're going to get more information at 575-388-1266. And also tonight, Minda Lacey is going to be at the Little Toad Creek Brewery here in Silver City, right down at the corner of Hudson and Broadway. No, it's not Hudson and Broadway. It is Pope. No, what's the street right out here? It's not Pope. Bullard. Oh, Bullard Street. That's right. I forgot. Bullard Street. Little Toad Creek Brewery on the corner of Bullard and Broadway. Minda Lacey is a lyrically driven singer-songwriter originally from the high desert town of Silver City. Wow, from way over there. She has a blues jazz-influenced folk vibe with vaguely morbid psychedelic undertones and a lighthearted sweetness reminiscent of a cool breeze blowing through a chinchilla's belly fur. Wow.
Before you leave the 18th.
Yes.
The 18th of April of 75, hardly a man is still alive who remembers that famous day and year. We got to give a shout out to all the silver makers.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Followed the legacy of Paul Revere.
Yeah.
One if by land, two if by sea.
Right. That's right. Two what's by sea? I know. They're lights. Anyway. So also, well, another thing on Thursday, at 5 o'clock tonight, the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting is happening at City Hall Annex on 12th Street next to Goff Park. And that would be a very interesting zoning and planning meeting, I've heard.
That's where everybody gets to have their input.
That's right. So
community development.
That's right. And so that's happening tonight, 5 o'clock, don't forget, City Hall Annex. And also Friday, that's tomorrow, in case you didn't know that, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., the Gila Native Plant Society evening program, Insect Galls of the Southwest. And it's kind of galling, you know. Insect Galls of the Southwest, Harlan Hall, room 111, West 12th Street, and North Alabama Street, Silver City. For their last evening program, the Gila Native Plant Society has invited Quinn Bain, research fellow at the Museum of Southwestern Biology, to give a presentation on the galls that appear on some of our native plants. If you have seen them, you may have wondered, what is the function of these weird growths, and how can I identify them? Quinn will talk about the main groups of insect gall formers, their specialized relationships to plants, and how to recognize common galls of native plants of the Southwest. It will be a hybrid program in person and via Zoom. And sorry, I told you where that is, at Harlan Hall, room 111, at the corner of 12th and Alabama Streets in Silver City. Those who prefer to attend online may request a Zoom link from gilanative@gmail.com. As always, the public is invited. All are welcome.
You know, normal galls? What about abnormal galls? I guess, would that be Raul?
I don't know if he's French at all, you know. But
he is galling.
Yeah, I know. He is sometimes, you know. But he doesn't speak French, so... You know, the Romans were really into Gaul. So, but I don't think he's talking about G-A-U-L, but he may be speaking about other kinds of Gauls. But these are Gauls that little critters leave on the leaves of your plants. You can see them and stuff. So anyway, that will help you understand your garden and get you closer to the plants that grow around you. And over you eventually. Anyway, we also have the Continental Divide Trail Days are happening starting tomorrow. And you can go to continentaldividetrail.org and get all kinds of information of stuff that's going on. And this year is Silver City's 10th anniversary of this as a CDT gateway community. And so they're having a bunch of stuff tomorrow morning starting at 9 o'clock at the Silco. And we talked about that the last hour, but there'll be 9 to 10:30. It'll be welcome and Indigenous Voices will be speaking. And then they'll have a insightful, engaging panel showing connections to the land, moderated by Corey Toribio, Pueblo of Acama, and CDTC New Mexico Regional Representative, and also some other people from Laguna Pueblo and the Pueblo of Acama. And Christy Baisley will be on at 11 to 12:30, and she's a Warm Springs Apache, and we'll talk about, she's a wolf biologist, and we'll talk about wolves in the Gila region. 1 to 2, CDT Journey Through the Gila, Whitney Allgood LaRufa. We'll talk about his through hiking journey on the CDT through the Gila and through the Black Range before the fire. I hope that's not a fire in the future. I mean, it's before the last fire. There have been a bunch of them.
Was it a friendly fire?
Friendly fire's on tomorrow at 10. And I'm getting it. I have to edit it this afternoon. 2:30 to 4, Gila Film Schools. Hear from Ilana Lapid, director of the Gila Film School, Araceli Blue Hernandez, director of What We Hold Secret, and Simon Sotelo, field producer and mentor, about the importance of voices helping to shape the next 100 years of the Gila to be more diverse and younger. View the release of two films created by the Gila Film School, What We Hold Sacred, a trailer, and Legacy of the Gila, a trailer. This will be at the Silco. They won't be in a trailer. Okay, just to make that clear. And Silver City Farmers Market is happening on Saturday morning, and that goes every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 1120 North Main Street between 11th and 12th Street, right next to Goff Park. Continental Divide Trail Earth Day in Goff Park will be happening from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and it's in a combined event taking place there. And it will be hosted, and we will be hosting a table at the event in an effort to raise our public engagement, raise funds, and drive people to the dance we are hosting that evening. Because there is a dance, a community dance that helps this radio station from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Silco, not at the Silco, no. It's going to be at the hotel, the Murray Hotel
Ballroom.
In the ballroom. Thank you, George. And the Upcycle Fashion Show will be happening at 12:30 at the Goff Gazebo. That's always great fun. And Love Your Library Day, Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that will be happening. They will have a fire truck, bubbles, snacks, door prizes, robots, and much more going on this Saturday, provided by Literacy Link Leamos. The Consequences will be playing Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Little Toad Creek Brewery, a band from Truth or Consequences. New Mexico, looking to show you a glimpse of Southwest culture. Bert Ferguson will be playing Sunday, April 21st from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Little Toad Creek Brewery. A solo artist from TRC performing covers and originals. The WNMU Distinguished Speakers Series will feature Judith Fine Tuesday. Don't toot us, please. Tuesday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Light Hall Theater, 1000 West College. And she's an award-winning travel journalist, inspirational speaker, film, opera, dance reviewer, and blogger who lives to leave. She is the author of three acclaimed books, How to Communicate with the Dead and How Culture Does It Around the World. Life is a Trip, The Transformative Magic of Travel, and The Spoon from Minkowitz, about the importance of knowing where you come from. She'll be accompanied by Paul Ross, a photographer, for their new book, Slow Travel New Mexico, Unforgettable Personal Experiences in the Land of Enchantment. Next week, the 37th Tour of the Gila will start on Wednesday, April 24th and Sunday 28th. And just for your information, on Thursday, April 25th, The Inner Loop Low Road Race will be going on, and the closure of New Mexico 15 will occur from the hours of 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. from the intersection of New Mexico 15 and Main Street in Pinos Altos to the intersection of New Mexico 15 and New Mexico 35. So you know that ahead of time, so you don't have to change your plans at the last minute. You have a week to change your mind. You know,
and change your plans.
Or change your plans and change your mind.
That's true.
Both. You know, because often changing your mind has to do with changing your plans. And Friday, April 26th, the Tyrone Time Trial will be happening. New Mexico 90 will be closed next Friday at Tyrone from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. In Lordsburg, New Mexico 90 will be closed at the intersection of New Mexico 90 and U.S. 70 from 8:15 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And the speed limit on New Mexico 90 will be 35 miles per hour along the time trial race course. So it's going to be a long drive. You might want to just go to Deming and go around. Sunday, April 28th, 2024, the Gila Monster Road Race, the closure of New Mexico 15, will occur from the hours of 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. from the intersection of New Mexico 15 and New Mexico 35 to the intersection of New Mexico 15 and Main Street in Pinos Altos. And so you can go to tourofthegila.com to find out more about that. And I would like to send a little message to my friend from Austria, Bodo. We have the Continental Divide Trail here. If you come next year, do not bring your big travel van. Next year, I want to see you and your whole family hiking up from Mexico. Okay, Bodo, you guys got that? And I'm sure Yaro, you can carry Yaro. He's young. And Arya will be happy to walk along, I'm sure. Okay. Do you have some words to say?
Yes, I do.
I knew you would.
We are in the middle of National Library Week.
That's right.
And believe it or not, it's getting to be really important to support libraries.
Yes.
The library here, the community library, is really wonderful. And they're having a big day on Saturday at the same time as the Continental Trail Days event in Goff Park. You can do both of them. Our library deserves a lot of support. They do
Absolutely.
Good things.
Yeah, I know.
But we got to sign off.
Oh, already? Oh, yes, we do. Okay. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow morning.